Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Thursday morning. It's June 4th and it's 6:07. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
EMCs. Good morning to your early morning crew. We appreciate you. Thanks for waking up with us, heading home for third shift. Drop the kids off at sports or whatever it is you're doing that you were up this early. We appreciate that.
Or school if you're in Westlake. Still in school. We're still in school till next week.
School is done. And it's not. It matters.
Like it feels like it. It is not.
We are almost a week into our summer vacation. Yeah, I think a week today. Yeah.
No, we're still in school. Just still schooling it up. I mean, I'm not complaining. It's fine. The kids are, but you know, I'm not.
And then you go back when? Do you have a you?
Well, they're shifting everything next year so that it falls in line more closely with other districts. So I think we're going back like the 19th or something like that in August, when typically it's 26th, 27th. So I think everything shifts back a week. But I think we get out next year on June 2nd or something. Like, it's weird how they're...
It's June 4th and you're not even... Yeah, all right. I mean, it's not like it's...
June 9th, last day for Westlake.
9th is the last... Oh, maybe we'll find out if anybody's going to school later than that, if school continues.
No way. I know teachers have... You think someone else?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that maybe after this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. This round is still in its infancy. It only started March 16th.
Which is like the worst part.
Not even 3 months
in. We take one guess a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is. And by the way, if you do, you get nothing except the glory of figuring it out.
There you go.
That's it.
Name a better game.
Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show.
216-343-1021. Which EMC is getting in? We need your guests. This is how we start off the Jen and Tim Show. What is your guess? We'll find out together next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we would love your guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
How about Pope Francis?
No, it's not Pope Francis.
Not Pope Francis. We need your help. Are you still in school? Why? Okay, that's next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think anybody has school past June 9th?
If they do, they're crazy.
A lot of the schools aren't even air-conditioned. I mean, I'm sure Westlake probably is.
Westlake is, but I don't even know any other schools that are still in right now with us.
Yeah.
Do you?
I work for Riverside Schools in Painesville Township, and we were done last Friday.
Okay, so who is currently still in school, or maybe you're in school past June 9th, 216-343-1021. You can always shoot us a DM. Jen and Tim Show on the socials and Star 102 on the socials. So it is June 4th. We are at 619. It is Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. The only reason I give the date and also the time is there's still kids in school. Not that this is super late, but I mean, if you're in school next week, I feel like that's super late.
Yeah, my kids both go to Westlake schools. They are in school until June 9th.
Mentor's done. We just heard from Riverside. They're done.
Yeah. A lot of schools done. I feel like done and like for a week done. You said Mentor's been done for a week.
Yeah. My daughter, who is now leaving, you know, Bellflower Elementary, which has just been tremendous to all three kids. But it's, you know, I always used to pay attention to these, you know, or disregard the fifth grade emails because those are for the bigger kids going on to middle school. And then this year I thought to myself, oh, wow, I have to pay attention to all these fifth grade. But the reason I mentioned that, like, she had the clapping out of the school at the end of the day a week ago. That was a week ago.
Went
to Froyo. They had a great event at a park. Like, that was 7 days ago.
All my emails say incoming freshmen, and don't even get me started on that because I'll be in tears on the air. Rhonda says.
That's high school.
Thanks, Tim. Rhonda says,
definite girlfriend territory, if not already.
I work at a private school in Cleveland, and we go until June 12th.
June 12th.
June
12th.
June 12th.
June 12th.
Yes. Wendy says, today is the last day for students in Bay Village. Teachers have one more day. St. Joan of Arc Catholic School in Chagrin Falls. Kim says, today is their last day. Firelands Public Schools, Emily says, in school. Sorry, the messages started coming
That's
in.
That's great.
In.
No, great.
Till next Tuesday. And then the last day for students in Orange is today, James says. And for teachers, it's tomorrow. The same is true for Shaker.
What is Bay Village's version of a clap out, because you know,
oh,
clap out's going to be too noisy.
I feel like it's
like a violin
a float out. It's a float out.
It might be a float out. Yeah,
they have some type of like.
It's so nice.
They're on like puffy clouds or something.
Something out. You're right.
Very lovely.
It's a float out kind of sounds like a Mardi Gras type of thing. Like I'm thinking like they jump on a
all right, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Okay.
Anybody else? Something we didn't mention that you're still in school? 216-343-1021. Stevie on the socials on the way, 640 on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. But good morning to you.
Good morning. My daughter is still in school until next Tuesday, but she's at monthly.
My kids, too. They feel like they are in school longer than anyone else around.
Yeah, it's safe. But they got field day today, so it should be a fun day for them.
Field day is the best day.
What grade's your daughter in?
She's in first grade, about to go to second.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's a cute age, too, field day. Are you volunteering for field day or no?
Oh, no. I would not go there with a 10-foot pole.
I volunteered one year, and I thought, yeah, that counts for all three kids. Like, that I believe, that counts. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
There is a video going viral, has over 12 million views. Everyone's talking about it. It involves a kid and a Ring camera and an incident that people found on the Ring camera.
Oh, boy.
Everyone's talking about it. People got different opinions.
You have a Ring camera, right?
Sure do.
How many alerts do you get? I didn't realize because I'm relatively new, you know, a year old or something in the Ring community. I wasn't one of the OGs, we'll say. I didn't realize the amount of alerts you get for everything in the community.
I turned them off.
Did you?
It's too much.
I need to do that.
It's too much.
It is. Like, there is. I found a sock on the yard. And it, I mean, what's
no,
if there are pets missing and these other things, I think that's a really helpful thing for the Ring community and people can look for it. There are comments to be made, and I know I'm taking it down a different path. But like the tube sock lost on Menor Avenue.
Well,
I mean, I think we could just go somewhere and get another tube sock.
I get alert anxiety. See, now you're talking about that. And I'm like, shoot, maybe I should turn them back on. I kind of want to know about the tube sock. Not the tube sock. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm like, maybe I'm missing out. But there's too many.
There's a lot.
You need to filter them.
There's a lot. So, yeah, we'll get to Stevie on the socials that has nothing to do with what I was talking about. That would be next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There's a video going viral that has everyone on the internet talking about it, sharing their opinions. It involves a Ring camera and a little boy in the neighborhood. He walked up to his neighbor's house and he had a simple question.
Room down, but you still grilling?
Nah, we done now.
Are y'all having leftovers?
Nah, we ain't here.
Oh, it's almost done.
What's your name, man?
I'm trying to get some food. I saw y'all grill up. I was like, y'all grilling?
So he basically just goes up, asks for some food. They said they don't have any, and that's kind of where all of the feedback comes in, because all these people are commenting saying there's no way you don't have leftovers. Every time you have a barbecue, you have leftovers. And they're very upset that he didn't get a plate of food. They did. The one girl came on to the Ring camera and said that next time they grill, they'll make sure to let him know, because they asked where he lived and he said just a couple houses down. And then they gave him some Cheetos. So he didn't leave completely empty-handed, but he did not get his barbecue plate.
He didn't get barbecue leftovers, but he did get Cheetos.
Yes.
How old is this kid?
Like 10, maybe.
Like
10 or 11.
I mean, it's awfully cute.
Yeah.
I thought about this the other day, and I love grilling out. Like, it's relaxing. I don't know what my neighbor was grilling out the other day, but I almost went over there because it smelled so delicious. I couldn't tell what it was, or was it the rub that they were using, or there was something, and I thought to my, because you, it's a distinct smell, right? You know, when somebody is grilling.
Yes, you do.
Would you give the kid the plate?
Yeah, I probably would. I probably would. Yeah,
easily.
Yeah, yeah.
Easily. I'd be like, come on back. Yes.
And there would be leftovers.
I would make him a new meal.
Same.
I'd be like,
yeah.
Do you want spaghetti? What do you want? I would have something that I could make for that kid, because that is too cute.
It is. More
it's
than
not
Cheetos?
Like, more than Cheetos. It's not like he's asking for money or something. You know what I mean? He wants a meal. Like, of course.
He would just smell it in the air.
Yeah, it smelled good.
I get it. Oh, it is the best. Do you grill out? Or does Nate grill out?
Nate grills.
Yeah.
But anytime the neighbors grill, you're right. It smells so good. And I'm always hungry at that point. It's like earlier than I ate. And I'm like, I need that.
Oh, it's a great Stevie on the socials. Good morning. I'm really proud of this list that I've created. It's
what
Star
list?
102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You created a list?
We're playing around at Cleveland, how much do you make? That's at 7:10.
Always fun.
Yes, because so my birthday was last week. It's May 29th. Your birthday is on the way. And there are so many either freebies or discounts that I didn't even know about it. I kind of created this. I'm trying to think of a better name than a birthday hit list, but these places you need to hit on your birthday or sometimes your birthday month, or sometimes it's on your half birthday as well. Like there is food. There is, I mean, a lot of people will know about the Ulta and the Sephora's and those type of things. Also included that.
Those
in the
are
list.
On my list all
Correct.
The time.
So but. There's that. There's some shopping, but it was really top of mind because I do go to McDonald's quite a bit. And I know that you also talk about McDonald's. So of course there was like a freebie there. And
Is it a dirty Dr. Pepper?
No, but there's a variety you could get. And you talked about the hash brown, free hash brown. There's a variety of foods. I don't have it in front of me, but I went with the large iced coffee that was free on my birthday.
Oh, like
I texted Boss
options.
Chase. I said, Boss Chase, I know that you like this. There were options.
Interesting, because I've seen people on social media before make little videos on their birthday, like, oh, I'm going to go get all my freebies. And now that you've made a list, and like you said, mine's coming up on Monday. Maybe I can go to all the, like, do you think you can get, how many freebies do you think I could get out of that list?
Give me 1 second.
How many in one day? And, like, are they all close? And will I get in trouble for trying to get all of them? Will I not be able to eat?
I have 20.
Could I?
I will break it into the food
hit 20 freebies.
I will break it into the food category. And then I will break it into kind of the other category because there are places you can shop. Basically, shopping and eating are kind of the two. But that's coming up at 8:10.
Well, that sounds like a perfect birthday, shopping and eating.
Target's included.
What?
Yeah.
What does Target give
Ulta,
you?
Ulta, Sephora. I found a J. Crew. I found a Banana Republic. I found a Victoria's Secret. There are so many.
Very excited.
That even if you took advantage of two of them on your birthday. Maybe your birthday's today. Happy birthday if it is. You take advantage of some of this hit list.
Thank you for doing that. I can't wait to hear it. A major development connected to the Netflix documentary, The Crash, Mackenzie Schirulla's father not returning to his teaching job. That's in 60 seconds. It's 54 degrees in Sheffield Lake, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. The Catholic Diocese of Cleveland confirmed Steve Schirulla, father of convicted killer Mackenzie Schirulla, will not return to his teaching position at Mary Queen of Peace School. This comes after he was placed on leave following social media criticism tied to comments he made in the Netflix documentary, The Crash. Buying a home in Cleveland, still a bargain compared to the rest of the country. A new REMAX report says Cleveland is the second most affordable major metro area in the U.S., with a median home price just over $262,000. Wichita, Kansas was first. If you want a piece of Spaghetti Warehouse history, they're now hosting an online auction. I knew you would like this story. And I know we talked about it a few weeks ago right when it closed. But at that time, it was like, oh, email this guy and maybe you can get stuff and blah, blah. So now they've hired an auction house and you'll be able to bid on things like the vintage signs, the stained glass lights, even a Coca-Cola cooler.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We play this game every Thursday right around this time. We call it Cleveland, how much do you make?
We want to know how much you make base salary. You can stay anonymous. You don't have to tell us your name. We're just going to ask you what your job is. Then we're going to ask you a bunch of questions. And we'll each take a guess to see who comes closest to your salary.
Usually some subpar guesses, except for Stevie.
Correct.
We're trying to guess within $5,000. It is very tough to do. But, of course, we need a contestant to play the game. That could be you. All right. 216-343-1021. What, nobody will know who you are. You remain anonymous, and you'll play around at Cleveland, how much do you make? Let's kick it off. It's a round of Cleveland, how much do you make on Star 102. Good morning. How are you? We're going to leave you anonymous. How are you?
I'm fine.
We want to know, what is your job? What do you do for your job?
Patient experience liaison.
Can you describe that a little bit better? What do you do as a patient experience liaison?
Well, I work in the hospital, so I go and I talk to the patients and make sure that their stay is up to par, make sure there's no complaints, make sure the doctors and the nurses are doing what they're supposed to do for the patient.
Oh, that's nice. And is this a job that you've done for a while?
3 years.
Do you enjoy your job?
Yes, I do.
Is this a full-time job?
Yes.
And what kind of experience do you need to get this job?
With this experience in healthcare field.
Well, we appreciate this. So we're going to try to figure out how much you make base salary. So we will continue the game. Play along. You heard what she did. Do you have a guess? It's probably closer than mine's going to be. But we'll take our guesses in 3 minutes on Star 102. All right, it's time for our guesses. It's Cleveland. How much do you make on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites? We play it every Thursday right around this time. So if you're just joining us, this is what she does. This is her job.
Patient experience liaison.
All right, let's go around the room and take our guesses. Base salary. Make sure you play along. I'm going to say $50,000.
No, I'm going to say $45,000.
I'm going to go $42,000.
Okay, so we want to know how much you make base salary. We have left you anonymous. What do you make base salary?
$42,000.
Oh, my God, Steve!
No, she does this every time. And we put pressure on her, and she does it again. And there's pressure on her, and she does it again.
It is astonishing.
I think we might need to rename the game. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's like, Cleveland, how much do you make with Stevie?
Right.
With Stevie's guests.
Yes.
It's another one, right?
Stevie will always get it.
We're all close, but she's so good at this game.
Yeah, she really is.
I said you talk to so many different people with so many different jobs and that listen to the show, and we appreciate that. And you're anonymous. They don't know who you are. So it's easy. We ask you a few questions, and we play it every Thursday. It's a fun game.
It's a fun game, but as a guesser, and especially if you're the first guesser, but like between the three of us, it's really difficult to choose a starting point. Like, I mean, it could be $40,000, it could be $140,000.
I have no idea.
It's so expansive. Like, you just don't know. So, which also is what makes it fun, I think, to learn all that.
It does. And if you really, truly listen to the game, you listen to the questions, she's asking the questions that makes the most sense. We don't even ask if it's full time. We don't ask if we ask. So I will start with what is your job? Because obviously that's a great place to start. We want to know what you do. And then she will get into the how long is this? Blah, blah, blah. Is it whatever? Is there an increase in pay?
We don't even put a real effort in.
What shoes do you wear? Yeah. Have you been on a cruise? Uh-huh. You like this?
Yeah.
Do you like up or down? Like we're not asking anything relevant at all.
No.
And then we were blown away at the end that we're not close.
So maybe we should even pay attention to her questions and answers. I think we're always focused on our own. Maybe
we almost. Yes.
Take a lesson from Stevie.
Or just, there's so many questions we can ask. We have five questions to ask. And that way we will focus on the best five questions.
Every single time.
What is your job? That is the first one.
Oh, I see.
How long have you been at your job, maybe? Just other questions. Because then we go rogue and then
we totally lose
track of what we're really trying to do and just figure that out. Not that there's. You know, not that you and I are winning a prize, but we're trying to get close.
Well, I know, but we are road goers. But then also too, it's fun to like kind of get into the conversation. And then if they do mention a cruise, I want to know where they went.
I know.
It's a whole thing.
It is. So, okay. Stevie, we'll play again next week. Once again, Thursday at 7:10.
Okay. I love what you're about to talk about, by the way, because I want to route a map based on what you're about to say.
So my birthday was last week. It was on Friday. Your birthday is in just a few days.
Monday.
If your birthday happens to be today.
Happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. Olé!
It was eye-opening to me either the free or discounted items you could get on your birthday. So in honor of that, I've created the birthday bucket list. So I will start in a few minutes with the food portion of the program is where I kind of gravitated towards.
You lean toward the free food. It's free food? Freebies, right?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of freebies. Okay.
And then we will also have the shopping portion of the program.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
Which is an entire other list because you think, okay, it's a birthday. I'm going to have cake. I'm going to have ice cream. Maybe you get an alert of one free birthday thing. This is... And I had to cut this back. I have 20 things, and I had to cut this way down. The birthday bucket list. You want to take advantage of this next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. You want to get to the first portion of this birthday bucket list?
Yes.
And I try to pick some because some of them you are jumping through some hoops to get to. You do this and blah, 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 and jump on your right leg and go over here to this location. I kind of excluded some of those.
Like a lot.
This one is a little bit of not really a deep dive, but this one I wanted to start because basically this is for you. So AMC Theaters, AMC Stubbs Insider members get a free large popcorn. While Stubbs Premier and also their A-list members get a free large popcorn, a large fountain drink available during your birthday month. I see popcorn. I put it on there. I think Jen Tui doesn't know how much you love popcorn. And of course, movie theater popcorn. Like,
does it
tough to be.
Count for matinees?
Available before noon.
Perfect.
Okay,
right,
so I'm making that up. Applebee's, get a free birthday dessert with a minimum purchase of $15. So there you go. You think about
easy.
That. You go there. That's great.
Right.
So Chick-fil-A, also the same thing, but it's tier related. Like if you're a silver member, you can get between like a chocolate cookie chunk, a small fudge brownie, small milkshake, and it kind of goes on from there. Different tiers you can get.
I'm looking at
things.
My tier while you're
saying
this.
Oh, that's a good
this.
Call. I should look at my tier. I look
How
at
do
the,
I find my
the
tier?
Starbucks tier, but I don't look at that. Speaking of Starbucks, as long as you provide your birthday in the mobile app, you get a free beverage or food item or ready to drink bottle beverage of your choice. Cracker Barrel, enjoy a free, I know they're all over the place, enjoy a free dessert and birthday song. At your nearest location. So that's either good or a warning. What's the Cracker Barrel birthday song?
I don't know.
Like we have the old school Chi-Chi's one.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
What is the Cracker Barrel song? Is it just a happy birthday or do they have a special welcome to the barrel?
Does it say would it say that for your birthday?
It probably
maybe
wouldn't.
It's a barrelicious birthday. Something like that.
Jersey Mike's sub. Get a free regular sub as
That's
long as
no?
you have purchased a sub in the last year. Like, the list goes on and on. I went to the one because I do go to McDonald's quite often. I know you talk about McDonald's. They had a free item. I took the advantage of, and it's several choices, but I went large iced coffee on the birthday. So that is some of them.
Listen,
we can get the entire list posted. There's a lot. I can't get to all 20 items, but just an kind of eye-opening thing that there are. It's a birthday bucket list. Your birthday's coming up soon. Take advantage.
You mentioned the Chick-fil-A thing, and everything you said after that, I only loosely paid attention to because I've been looking through my app for my tier. I'm a silver member. What does that mean?
Silver members can choose between the chocolate chunk cookie,
okay,
a chocolate fudge brownie,
oh,
a small milkshake,
mm-hmm,
a small frosted lemonade,
mm-hmm,
a small frosted coffee,
okay,
or the small ice cream cone or cup. That is the silver.
I've only had the ice cream before. I've never had any of those other things. This is good news.
So you can go in there.
Does silver mean I'm like high up or low?
Silver, I think only red.
Yeah. It says I got to spend a lot more to get red.
Yeah.
Not red.
They get a little bit more regular sandwich.
I've been educated. This has been great.
I think we should probably go shopping.
Oh, I'm in.
Eat and shop. It's good for your birthday. Let's get to those items coming up in 4 minutes. Birthday bucket list continue on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. Some deals if your birthday, doesn't matter if your birthday is, 8 months from now. It's a good list to listen to. We talked about the food earlier. We talked about, why don't we go to Sephora now? I'm not familiar with
Please.
Sephora and also the Ulta one I will reveal because when I go there with my 11-year-old, my reward is her reward.
Like, well, of course it is.
Of course it. What do you want?
You can't keep that reward.
It's a little mini something that's cute, right?
Of course.
So Sephora, of course, as long as you're signed up for their rewards program, Beauty Insider, you're allowed to choose a birthday gift for free from a selection of, and we probably all know this.
Listen, the selection is bad right now. They're out of stock on a lot of them because it's you can cash in on those during your birthday month. I'm sorry I cut you off. I got excited,
no, you can.
But also I'm a little frustrated because I want my Sephora birthday gift and the only like one item I want out of stock. And then there's like one other option. I'm like, I don't want that.
Well, how do you,
it's
is it available?
And I don't want the skincare to get my skincare from Apex Skin. I want like hair. I want makeup. I want other stuff.
So does it tell you? And once again, I don't know because Izzy loves to physically go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on the app? Does it let you know what your birthday items could be or how do you know what they are?
Yeah,
already?
It does, but it'll say sold out under it. So I actually have to get something at Sephora. I'm going to physically
Will they restock?
Go in.
Will they restock?
Well, sometimes I think they have to. I don't know about that. You would think so, as they do it all year. But I think they have different items in-store than they do online. I'll report back tomorrow. I'm not here tomorrow. I'll report back next week.
If we have a Sephora Insider, because those are answers.
That's what they're called.
Right, the program. Yeah, I know. Right. Well, if you have...
If you're an actual.
Exactly. 216-343-1021, or feel free to add to this. I certainly haven't hit everything on this list. We go to Ulta. If you're part of the Ulta Rewards... I'm just pausing in case you had something else that you wanted.
Well, they also... I can't.
You still have the points, or did Nate spend all those, or how did that work?
Oh, no, he's not allowed to touch those. But yeah, I've been Ulta and Sephora. So these are the only birthday deals I know about because those are the ones I want to go to immediately my birthday month and get those free things.
Free
because
gift, it's handful of products for your birthday month.
Yeah,
this
right.
one says a purchase is required to redeem your birthday gift, but I don't remember that.
I think it is.
Okay,
Ulta,
that's what it says. Just a couple of other ones like Aerie/American Eagle. Members can get a $5 birthday reward. That's something. Target get 5% off a purchase up to 30 days.
Oh.
after your birthday. Nice. I thought that was good. There's J. Crew around. You can get $15 to $25 off, depending, once again, what loyalty tier you're on. A free gift available through the reward at Banana Republic. I mean, there are several of these. I just thought it went unnoticed when my birthday was a few days ago, and I thought to myself, people should know about these deals.
Yes.
And some of them are all month long. Some of them you could take advantage of that day. So hopefully that helped you out with the birthday bucket list.
Yeah, and it's nice to know early because you could kind of route your day. Start with maybe your McDonald's iced coffee and then end up later at Applebee's for dinner with your, what was a free app or something like that. So that that's a great list. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.